Simon & Schuster Audio presents White Ivy, a novel by Susie Yang, read by Emily Wu Zeller.
For Alex, in every life. The snow goose need not bathe to make itself white. Chinese proverb. Part 1. 1. Ivy Lynn was a thief, but you would never know it to look at her. Maybe that was the problem. No one ever suspected, and that made her reckless. Her features were so average and nondescript that the brain only needed a split second to develop a complete understanding of her. Skinny Asian girl, quiet, overly docile around adults in uniforms. She had a way of walking, shoulders forward, chin tucked under, arms barely swinging, that rendered her invisible in the way of pigeons and janitors. Ivy would have traded her face 1,000 times over for a blue-eyed, blonde-haired version like the Satterfield twins, or even a red-headed, freckly version like Liza Johnson, instead of her own Chinese one with its too thin lips, embarrassingly high forehead, two fleshy cheeks like ripe apples before the autumn pickings. Because of those cheeks, at 14 years old, she was often mistaken for an elementary school student. An unfortunate hindrance in everything except thieving, in which her childlike looks were a useful camouflage. Ivy's only source of vanity was her eyes. They were pleasingly round, symmetrically situated, cocoa brown in color, with crescent corners dipped in like the ends of a stuffed dumpling. Her grandmother had trimmed her lashes when she was a baby to stimulate growth, and it seemed to have worked. For now she was blessed with a flurry of thick black lashes that other girls could only achieve with copious layers of mascara, and not even then. By any standard, she had nice eyes, but especially for a Chinese girl, and they saved her from an otherwise plain face. So how exactly had this unassuming big-eyed girl come to thieving? In the same way water trickles into even the tiniest cracks between boulders, her personality had formed into crooked shapes around the hard structure of her Chinese upbringing. When Ivy...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?